Vandalia High School Band with the national anthem here prior to this game. We are now set for the starting lineups. First off, for the visitors on the scoreboard. Again, it is the Macon Meridian Hawks, as I said, new coaching staff. From what I was told last night, David Groves, who had been the coach for Meridian for several years, had actually come up here from Texas, and from what I hear, he returned to Texas. So Justin Allen now at the helm of the Macon Meridian Hawks. And he is assisted by DeMarcus Bond, Matthew Tangney, and Jeremy Walker. Again, Macon Meridian 0-2 on the season. They will start at a guard, number 12, Jonas Henderson. He is a junior. They will start number 20, Ted Jones. He is a senior guard. They will start, and Jones is one of the returning names. They remember from the holiday tournament last year. Another one, 22, Bryce Brown, also starting. He is a junior guard. They will start number 23, Cam Bean. He is a sophomore for the Hawks. And then the fifth and final starter, number 30, Grady Stock, the junior for the Hawks. So, again, it is going to be Jonas Henderson, Ted Jones, Bryce Brown, Grady Stock. And Cam Bean. On the other side for the Vandals, taking a look at the starting lineup, it's going to be the senior number 2, Brenton McCarty, a returning starter from last year, started portions of the season. Another returning starter will be number 3, Quentin Stombaugh. Stombaugh is a junior for the Vandals. Number 5, Andrew Casey. He is another junior for the Vandals and a returning starter. Start number 11, Carter Robbins. And Robbins is one of the two seniors here on or one of three seniors on the Vandals. And a fifth and final starter in the center is going to be Lucas Bowers. He is a junior. So, again, 5'7" senior guard Brent McCarty wearing number 2. 5'11" guard junior Quentin Stombaugh wearing number 3. Number 5, Andrew Casey, a 6'4" wing slash forward who is a junior. Number 11, Carter Robbins, a senior wing slash forward coming in at 6'2", and 6'5" center junior Lucas Bowers wearing number 14. The Vandals sporting some new uniforms this year. So last night we saw him in the red trimmed in white, a little bit of geometric design on the bottom of the shorts tonight. I like the look of these. Of course, they are white, trimmed in the red, and on the side they have red, gray, and white, kind of geometric design going up the side. Not too shabby, so digging the new look for the Vandals this year. But again, many faces back with lots of varsity time from the Vandals last year. Lucas Bowers is set to get things underway, and he is going to jump against Ted Jones. The Vandals will control the opening tip. It's Brent McCarty who brings it up across the timeline, gets it left side for Bowers. Bowers in the hands of Casey, now right side. It's McCarty with it on the wing. McCarty's looking to go down low, trying to find a way to Bowers, and he tries to get it down there, but it's going to be kicked by Cam Bean. And the Vandals will have it on the baseline. Carter Robbins is going to trigger the inbounds, gets it into Bowers outside, Casey outside the right block. And now Casey gives it to McCarty, gets it right back into the lane. Underneath Bowers, reverse layup. It's up and good. So Lucas Bowers going to put the Vandals on the scoreboard first here in this one. They take the early 2-0 lead over the Hawks. Here is Stock with it. Stock going to get it back into the hands of Jones. Jones for Brown. Bryce Brown looking to get into the lane. Double team there by McCarty and Casey. Has to get through the trees. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound Bowers. Out the pass goes to McCarty. McCarty for Casey, quick three from the right wing, up and no good. And one and done on that one is Jones going to pull down the rebound for the Hawks. Jones will get it out to Stock. Stock for Brown. Brown is screen. Lets McCarty fly by, holds on to it, gets it in the lane. Now Jones. Jones working against Robin, gets to the right block. He spins to his left, spins back to his right, puts up a somewhat fadeaway, no good. Rebound for the Vandals. Casey going to bring it up himself. Gets in the hands of McCarty. McCarty jumps off just right outside the lane. Kicks it down to Bowers. They swing around McCarty, Casey, and now Stomba with it. Just the left of the top of Key. Kicks it out. Left wing. Carter for Robbins. Three. No good. Rattles no good. Rebound for Meridian. So both teams one done on either end of the floor right now to start this game. 2-0 Vandals leading with 6:23 to go here in the first quarter. Now here is a right elbow jumper up and good by Brown as we are tied up here early 2-2. Stombaugh looking to drive all the way in. We're going to have our first foul of the game as Stombaugh going to drive and draw that blocking foul. And it is going to go against Meridian's Bryce Brown. So first foul of the game, first foul of this quarter here on the Hawks. Robbins will get it in from the baseline. Right corner, Stromball with it. A little jab step, gets in the lane, kicks it over to McCarty. Across the volleyball line to Casey. Casey for Robbins, right wing, now top of the key. Stromball thought about a three instead. Shot fake, drives in the lane, floats it up, no good. Gets his own rebound, though. Battles through the trees, gets it out. McCarty for three, no good. A little too hard off the back iron. Again, the ball bounces out, and it's going to be McCarty coming away with it. Puts up a shot, no good. This time, rebound for Meridian. So the Vandals able to get a second and third opportunity there. Even a fourth opportunity, not able to capitalize on that possession. And so we'll stay tied up 2-2. Meridian with it. And Henderson going for the screen there, and Jones looking to pass it to him, and he wasn't ready. Luckily, it went off his chest and back out to him, but now Jones trying to get it to the top of the key. It's going to be taken away, and Lucas Bowers throws it down with two hands. Lucas Bowers with his first home dunk of the season. Can't say what he did at Cumberland. I was not there. I know he didn't get a breakaway for one last night, but he gets it here, and he'll throw it down with two hands, gives the Vandals a lead 4-2, 5-12 to go first quarter now. On the other end, here's Henderson with it. His mid-range jumper up and no good. Rebound for Bowers. He gets it out to Stromball. Stromball drives in the lane. His shot's going to be partially blocked. And now Brown gets it, and as he's trying to get a little room up the right sideline, Brent McCarty trying to come over and cut him off, but not there in time. Feet shifting just a little bit, and he will pick up his first foul of the game. And that'll be the Vandals' first of this game as well. So one foul apiece for each team as we stand. With 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 4-2. The Vandals' lead is 2 over Meridian. Here is Stock with it. Stock, left elbow jumper, up and no good. Rebound, though, for Henderson. Puts it back up. No good. This time the Vandals with the rebound. Here's Casey with it. And as Casey looks to get away, he is going to be fouled. As Meridian with their second foul of the quarter. And this one is going to go against Jonas Henderson. The Vandals reset, far sideline. 4:44 to go here, first quarter. 4-2 again. The Vandals lead by 2. Bowers has it tipped away out of his hands by Henderson. It goes out of bounds in front of the Meridian bench, so the Vandals going to reset here near sideline. Robbins gets it in to McCarty. McCarty, center circle. He will work against Dean, gets in the hands of Bowers, right side, top of the key, Robbins. Robbins looking to drive, gets his left elbow, and he's going to hand it off to Stromball for three. Good with it. Quentin Stromball gets himself in the scoring column. And it's 7-2 lead for the Vandals on the other end. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Stromball, so Meridian going to have to reset here near sideline. First substitution of the game for the Vandals. As Patty McDowell, number 24, the sophomore, going to come in. Here's a steal by Stromball. Takes it in, lays it up, and good. Quentin Stromball with 5 points early in the game here for the Vandals. As he and Bowers have all the Vandals' points here in this first quarter, they lead 9-2, 4 minutes to go. We're just halfway through this opening quarter. Here's Brown. He's got the turnaround jumper at the free throw line. Got enough space there. Puts it up. It is good. And that'll make it 9-4. Now this one will rattle and not fall. It's Patty McDowell going for the three from the left wing. And Meridian with the rebound. Here's Brown. Brown driving all the way and gets in the lane, floats it up. It's no good. Ends up with his own rebound as it tipped off a few players. Then tries to get a shot up over McDowell. And Patty McDowell just into the game is going to pick up his first foul. That's the Vandals' second here of the quarter. So that is going to put Bryce Brown at free throw line. His first free throws in the first in the game period. First one up and is good. That makes it 9-5. Brown with all 5 points for the Meridian Hawks. Now here's 11 Carter Miller entering the game for the Hawks. He will replace Grady Stock. 3:38 to go, first quarter, 9-5. Vandals lead is 4. Bryce Brown of Meridian at the line for one free throw. It is up. It is good. So he makes both. And, again, he's got all 6 points for Meridian. Vandals lead cut down to 3. Stromball looking to drive all the way in, and he will be blocked by Henderson out of bounds. So the Vandals will reset on the baseline. McDowell gets it in over the top. Free throw line to Bowers. Bowers hands it off to Casey. Casey hands it off now to Stromball. Top of the key. Stromball driving in. Floats one up. Hits the front of the rim and no good. Bounces out into the hands of Jones. Jones looking to go all the way, but he will have it tipped from behind, goes off his foot in the hands of Bowers. And now they try and get a long outlet pass up to McDowell. McDowell can't handle it, goes off his hands out of bounds. So Meridian will get the ball back. So far, the Vandals seeing each other very well. We've seen a couple of heads-up plays. Of course, having that court vision early here in the season always bodes well for a team. Now here's Bryce Brown, quick three up and no good. From the right wing, Vandals will pull down the rebound. Dow and Casey kind of assisted each other on that one. They get it to McCarty. McCarty for Stomball. He's on the left side. Now volleyball line for McCarty. He's in between the circles. Behind the back works against Dean, and he's able to kick it out. Right baseline, Casey up and good. Andrew Casey now with his first 2 points of the game. Makes it 11-6. The Vandals lead by 5, 2:40 to go first quarter. Here's Brown on the other end for Meridian. Shot is up, no good. Really didn't look around on that one for his teammates. Just kind of decided to take it. The Vandals come away with the rebound. Now Casey trying to push it up to McCarty. But that's going to be Miller who steps up in the passing lane there. Tips it out of bounds. Actually goes off of McCarty and out of bounds. So Hawks will get it back. Another substitution for the Vandals is number 21, Tanner Stone. Will check in for the first time. He will replace Lucas Bowers. Off with it. And Dean's going to step up, gets a little bit of room, takes free throw line jumper up, no good. Bounce, slice, falls out. Casey comes away with it. He will find a wide open Robbins on the other end, but Robbins can't make the bunny. But the Vandals going to get the ball back. I think they're going to stay on it after the missed shot. They're pointing to the inline, so Hawks stepping on the inline, so the Vandals will get the ball back. 2:12 to go, opening quarter, 11-6. Their lead is 5. Robbins gets it in to Casey. Casey, right elbow for Stone. Stone looking to drive, has it tipped away, and Meridian's going to come away with it. Jones gets it up to Brown. Brown takes it in. It's up no good, but he is fouled, and Bryce Brown going to go back to the line for a pair of free throws. That is going to be on the Vandals, Patty McDowell, and Patty has two fouls already here in this first quarter, and we still have 2 minutes to go in the quarter. That is 3 team fouls on the Vandals. First free throw from Brown is up and good. So now Patty McDowell going to head out of the game. So it is Brenton McCarty, Tanner Stone, Carter Robbins, Clinton Stomball, Andrew Casey on the floor for the Vandals. Second free throw up and good. So Brown will make both. That'll make it 11-8. Vandals lead is just 3. And again, Bryce Brown has all 8 points for the Hawks here in this first quarter. Stone with it right side. And Henderson all over him, and he's going to get called for the foul. As he was really using those hits to push into McCarty, and that's going to be the second foul of the game on Henderson. So he will check out, and he'll be replaced by Austin Merritt. Merritt, a senior, one of two seniors for the Hawks. Vandals will get it into McCarty. Center circle, McCarty with it, gets it right side for Stone. Stone, top of the key, Casey drifts to his left, hands it off to Stomball. Stomball gets to the left elbow, spins, gets in the hands of Robbins. Robbins now left elbow, hands it off to Stomball, top of the key. Now for Robbins, Robbins going to slow things down, back things up, relook at the offense. He gets the volleyball line, goes right side to McCarty. In between the circles, McCarty now shifts it left side to Stomball. Stomball, jab step, looking to drive, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul. As Carter Miller going to pick up his first foul on that pushing foul. And that is 14 fouls on the Hawks here in the first quarter, 3 for the Vandals on the other side. Minute 24 to go, first quarter. And the lead is 3 for the Vandals, 11-8. And as I said that, Andrew Casey is going to make it a 5-point lead again as he will hit the mid-range jumper from the left baseline. And now we're going to have a foul on the other end. So the Vandals push their lead back up to 5, 13-8, and then on the other end, Clinton Stomball going to get hit with a tripping foul. And that's going to be 4 fouls for the Vandals here in the first quarter. So Meridian will reset here near sideline. Brown gets it into Jones. He's top of the key. Works to his right. Picks up the ball. Goes between the circles to Dean. Dean between the circles. Left side for Brown. Brown working against McCarty. Gets a little push off there. A little room. Tries to go for the mid-range fadeaway. No good. Rebound for the Vandals. Robbins able to come away with it. Gets to the free throw line. Now drives in the lane. Floats it up. No good. He is fouled. And now we're going to see the Vandals go to the line for the first time in this game. That foul is going to be on Austin Merritt, his first for the Hawks in their team fifth. And on the shooting foul, Carter Robbins is at the line. The first two free throws for the Vandals in the game coming up from Carter Robbins. First one is up. It is good. We'll have substitution now for the Hawks. Number four, Drew Smithers. A junior will come in for Jones. Randall's going to substitute as well. Lucas Bowers will re-enter the game. He will come in for Stone. 52.9 seconds to go here, first quarter. The Vandals are up six after Carter Robbins makes his first free throw. He has another one upcoming. Second free throw is up. It is no good. A little off the front iron. But the Vandals with a rebound. Tip back up. No good. This time rebound for the Hawks. Andrew Casey all over Bryce Brown. Almost had the takeaway, but Casey can't kind of tipped it to his left. Oliver on that far sideline and went out of bounds before Casey could save it back in. But the Hawks will have it far sideline, number 20. Camden Root going to check into the game for the Vandals. He will play Stombaugh, 44.6 seconds to go, first quarter. In Meridian with the ball. Brown gets the left side of the lane, spins into the lane. Can't come up with that, but it's going to be a rebound for Casey. Casey's going to find Carter Robbins, who will lay it up and good. Carter Robbins with two here, assist by Casey. And that makes it an 8-point lead for the Vandals. On the other end here is Drew Smithers. And Drew Smithers with a three from the right wing will make it a 5-point ball game again, 16-11. 16 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The Vandals able to pull away to 8, and Meridian able to keep getting it back down to 5 here. McCarty with it, 4 seconds. And he's just going to chuck it up from the volleyball line, off the backboard, off the front of the rim, no good. But there's Carter Robbins, and he gets the rebound, tips it back up, but it's no good. But the Vandals, despite that missed shot on their last possession, they still hold a 5-point lead over Macon Meridian, 16-11. So 16-11, 5-point lead for the Vandals at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have more basketball action for you here. And you're listening to Vandalia High School Boys Basketball Action on 107.1 FM, WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Wanting to improve your internet? Well, there is one trusted name in Vandalia you call, and that's ProWire. From computer repair to increasing your Wi-Fi coverage to upgrading your home internal network, ProWire can help. Do you own a small business and want to make upgrades to your network or even just a basic security audit to make sure you're safe from harm? ProWire can help. They even offer network accessible storage backup solutions. Give ProWire a call to set up a consultation. 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. ProWire, your local experts for low voltage wiring needs, computer repair, and home and business surveillance systems. Choose ProWire, your local trusted company with quality installations and service. That's ProWire, 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. Or visit their website, ProWireVandaliaIL.com.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
And Meridian with the ball to start this second quarter, and very quickly before we could even get back, Ray Meridian gives up the ball. The Vandals able to get a bucket as they find Carter Robbins down low. He puts it up and good, and then Meridian gets it quickly down the floor, and Bryce Brown hits a three to make it an 18-14 game, and then the Vandals just had an Andrew Casey hit just like that as we're playing very fast, pacing up tempo here, and it makes it 20-14. The Vandals lead is 6 here early in this second quarter. Casey with it, kicks it out right corner to Ruitt. Ruitt, top of the key for Bowers. Bowers swings it left side to McCarty. He gets all the way down to the corner to Robbins. Nice spin move, gets away from his man. Now tries to kick to Bowers, and he'll have to fight Miller for it, and it goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was off of the Hawks. Actually, it looks like they're going to whistle Miller for a foul. So Carter Miller just picked up his second foul. That's the first on Meridian here in the quarter. Meridian with their first foul of the quarter here. will allow the Vandals to reset on the baseline. They've got Patty McDowell, Andrew Casey, Quentin Stoneball, Carter Robinson, Lucas Bowers on the floor. McDowell gets it in Stoneball, left corner, thought about a three, instead drives in, puts the shot up, a lot of contact, no foul call. Meridian going to come away with the rebound. This is Brown with it. He gets to the three-point line, he'll hold up there. Picks up his dribble, gets in the hands of Jones. Now back to Brown, works to the left side. Brown working against McDowell, just decides to take a step back, puts up the three, no good. Robbins going to come away with the rebound. Him and Bowers have a two-on-one. Robbins to Bowers. Bowers, reverse layup, up and good. 6 points now for Lucas Bowers, and the assist from Carter Robbins. It's 22-14. Vandals lead by 8, 6-10 to go here in this second quarter. Here is Henderson down low for the Hawks. Spins, puts it up in the lane, no good. Rebound for the Vandals. Nice job with the Vandals here. From many of the Meridian possessions to one and done, they're a lot of defensive rebounds, which was an issue last night in the first half, and they're also using their transition game very well tonight. As I said, they're finding each other, getting those releases down the floor, and able to get several points in transition here are the Vandals as they lead 22-14. Meridian with the ball on the far sideline as Jones will get it into Dean, who will bring it across the timeline. Dean works to his right. He is on the right wing, guarded by Stoneball. Stoneball going to tip it from behind. Here is Stoneball looking to go all the way in, takes it coast to coast, lays it up and good. And after that steal and score by Stoneball, Meridian wants a timeout. They'll make Meridian a timeout here. Looks like it's going to be a 30. We'll go ahead and take a timeout as well here on WKRV.
Hey, Bob, how about another burger?
Coming up.
I knew Bob was such a grill master.
Yeah, and his team organized all the games for the kids.
Hey, guys, I think we can get you a better auto loan rate.
Wow.
It's what we do.
This is Melissa at the First National Bank of Brownstown. We're your neighbors and a part of the community. We offer you mobile banking, online bill pay, and a convenient ATM. First National Bank of Brownstown, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We support small town businesses because we are one.
Vandals with a 10-point lead here, 24-14 with 5:44 to go in this second quarter. In this Saturday matchup here with Macon Meridian. Hawks with it as Dean will hand it off to Jones. Jones gets it left side for Brown. Brown back to Jones, thought about a three, drove in, but as he went to fake to his left, foot slid just a little bit, and he's going to be called for the travel. So on the Meridian turnover, the Vandals will get the ball back, and Tanner Stone and briefly come into the game, and now he will check out as Andrew Casey, after a brief break, comes back in. So Andrew Casey, Britton McCarty, Quentin Stoneball, Patty McDowell, Lucas Bowers, five Vandals on the floor. McDowell with it between the circles. He'll go left side, Stoneball. Stoneball, jab step, comes to his right, gets it down low, outside the left block. Casey's double team, now back out, Stoneball for three, no good, rolls across the rim and out. And now we're going to be whistling a foul on the rebound. And we'll see who this is going to go on. And it's going to go on the Vandals, and that's the third foul on Patty McDowell. So we still have 5:14 to go in the second quarter, and Patty McDowell just picked up his third foul of the game. So, you know, Coach Joe Vanzo talking to McDowell as he comes out. McDowell shaking his head, yes, he understands, you know, what the movements were that caused that foul. So we're going to see Patty, I'm sure, on the bench for just a little bit, and now is Brown driving to the bucket. I'll have a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on the floor. He did make the layup, but it was well after the whistle, so it will be on the floor. Meridian's going to have the ball on the baseline. 5:02 to go, second quarter, 24-14. It is a 10-point lead for the Vandals. Meridian with the ball. Dean is going to get it into Jones. Jones across the timeline. Works to his left. He's guarded by McCarty. Gets in the hands of Brown. Brown is screened from Stock there. Puts a three top of the key. No good. Follows his shot. Gets his own rebound. Then has it tipped out of his hand. Somehow comes up at it in the scrum. Gets down in the left corner. Shot fake. But McCarty able to quickly recover after the slide. Flew by just a little bit. And now Meridian will pick up the ball in the lane and tries to get a pass out to the right side and goes into the student section. Tipped off of the Vandals. So Meridian is going to reset on the far sideline. So Dean will get it into Jones. Here's Jones on the right wing. Jones around the defender. Gets to the right elbow and puts up the jump shot, and it's no good. Airballed that one. It's a couple inches short of the front of the rim. And Stoneball comes away with the rebound, gets down, feeds it to Stone, puts it up and good. Sanderson, his first 2 points of the game, will make it 26-14. 12-point lead for the Vandals, 4:16 to go here in the second quarter. Now another whistle and a foul on the west end here as Vandals are going to pick up their second foul of the quarter, and that is going to go on Carter Robbins. That is just his first foul of the game. Meridian resets on the baseline. Looks like Dean is going to trigger the inbounds pass. And looking to get it in and finds a hole, gets it into Jones on the left wing. Gets in the lane, kicks it out right wing. The stock now in between the circles to Brown, and Brown's just going to pull up, takes a deep three and hits. 6 points in the quarter, 14 in the game now for Brown as he has 14 of the 17 Meridian points, and that'll cut the Vandals' lead down to 9, 26-17 with just under 4 minutes to go here in second quarter. Now a traveling violation on the Vandals. Vandals, one of their few turnovers they've had in the game, have not seen many of them here tonight. They will give the ball back to Meridian. Here's Jones, top of the key, backs up between the circles. Waits for that offense set up. Cutter, Dean will get to the left corner, and he will drive left baseline. Shot is up, no good. There's Casey for the rebound. Casey will bring it up the floor himself. Hands it off to Samba between the circles. Samba left all alone, so he'll pull up for three. No good off the front of the rim. And this time the rebound's going to go for Meridian. Brown with it. Comes up himself. Gets it to Stock. Stock for three. No good. A little hard with that one. The Vandals with the rebound. That was Bowers. He gets the outlet pass to Casey. Casey now going to push it up to the right wing to Samba. Samba, a lot of room there. Drives in, but can't hit with the left hand on that layup. And the Hawks are going to come away with the rebound. The Vandals one and done on that possession. And Meridian with the ball back. And now here's Brown just going to pull up again for three and hits again. And he has three threes here in the quarter. And after that one, Coach Joe Vanza wants to have a talk with his Vandals. And they just saw their lead cut down to six. So we will go ahead. And as the Vandals take a full timeout, we will take a break here as well on WKRV.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Dish Truck Repair in Alma. Dish Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, dishtruckingandrepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Dish Truck Repair in Alma.
Sure, we could tell you how amazing we are here at LLCU, but we'd rather you hear it from someone who actually banks with us.
I have banked at Land of Lincoln since I was probably, I had to guess, 12 years old. And I got my first car, so I had to, of course, get a car loan. And I got it here at Land of Lincoln Credit Union. And then that's when I also opened my checking account. And since then, my whole family, we use Land of Lincoln.
At LLCU, we have a branch to support every branch of your family. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Vandals will have the ball coming out of their timeout. And Carter Robbins will bring it up the floor for the Vandals. Guarded tightly there by Drew Smithers. And he will get around the screen. Smithers runs in the screen by Bowers, and Bowers gets into the lane. A nice look there by Robbins to Bowers. But Bowers shuffled the feet as he was spinning to his left for the post move. And so it will be a turnover for the Vandals. And they give Meridian the ball back. 2:36 to go here, second quarter. Again, the Vandals lead down to just 6, 26-20, and now Brown going to be blocked by Robbins. Robbins staring him down a little bit there, and as he blocked that shot, they're going to say it went off of Brown when it went out of bounds, so the Vandals with the ball back. Full court pressure there by Smithers. And now Colton Horn into the game for Meridian. He and Dean are going to drift up as well. So full court pressure is on by Meridian. Casey looking to get in for the Vandals. He'll get it into Stomba. Stomba moving quickly, and he's just going to look to drive all the way to the rim, and he's going to be stuffed by Henderson. And it goes out of bounds off of Henderson, so the Vandals are going to reset underneath their own basket. 2:25 to go, second quarter. Robbins triggering the inbounds pass. Gets it left corner for Stomba. Now Stomba skip pass cross court to Stone, who's into the game for the Vandals. He's on the right wing, now in between the circles. Casey, left side for Robbins. Robbins down in the left corner for Stomba. Stomba looking to drive and just threw it off of Dean. And off of Dean, off of Steve DeClercq, the referee. And out of bounds, so the Vandals will have the ball back. Just kind of ping-ponging around there. Robbins checking to make sure DeClercq's okay before he passes the ball in. He gets it into Casey. Casey on the left wing. Works, spins away from the defender. Gets to the right wing to Stone. Stone looking to drive. Gets in the lane. Jump stop. Kicks it out to Casey. Now between the circles. This is Stombaugh. He will direct traffic there. Now gets it left side for Robbins. Under 2 minutes to go now in the quarter. Robbins is going to drive in. Looks to put up the floater with the left hand. It's up no good. But he is fouled and will go to the line for a pair of free throws. As Meridian's Drew Smithers going to get called for that foul. That will be the second team foul for the Hawks here in the quarter. Carter Robbins, the only Vandal to shoot free throws tonight, so he's at the line for the second time. First one is up, and it is good. Substitution for the Hawks. As Ted Jones re-enters the game, he'll come in for Jonas Henderson. Upcoming is the second free throw from Carter Robbins. Sets, puts the shot up, it's up and good. So Robbins will make both. He is 3 of 4 at the free throw line tonight, and he will put the Vandals back on top by 8-28-20 with a minute 50 to go, second quarter. Horn with it. And the left corner will get it out to Brown. Now Brown's going to dribble down the left corner, puts up the three as he is fading away, and it's good. That is 4 3-pointers in the quarter for Brown. He's up to 20 points in the game. He's got all but 3 of the Hawks' points in this game. As he just cut the Vandals' lead back down to 5-28-23. We've got a minute 27 to go in the quarter. Now here's Stombaugh looking to drive in, and he can't get that one to go as it will roll around and off the rim. But Quentin Stombaugh is going to be fouled and go to the line for 2 shots. That foul is going to be on Meridian's Cam Dean. That is his first of the game. 3 team fouls on the Hawks here in the second quarter. Quentin Stombaugh is at the line for the first time tonight for the Vandals. His free throw is up, and it is good. Stombaugh makes the first, puts the Vandals back up by 6, 29-23. Second free throw upcoming from Stombaugh. And it's good as well. So Stombaugh will make both, and that'll make it 7-point lead for the Vandals, 30-23. So the Vandals successful here early from the line as they are 5 of 6 in the free throw line early here in this game. A minute 15 to go here in the second quarter. Vandals lead 30-23. Meridian with the ball. 3 up and no good by Dean. Rebound by Lucas Bowers. He tried to get the outlet to Stombaugh, and Stombaugh had to go and get it on the far sideline. And as he went to spin away from the defender and take that ball away on the outlet pass, he will step on the sideline. So the Vandals will give the Hawks the ball back with just over a minute to go here in the first half. Jones with it. Spins, tries to get away from Casey, puts up the floater, no good. There's Bowers with yet another rebound. Wish I was keeping track of those, because if I had to guess, Bowers has to be already at 10 rebounds for the game. He's at 9 or 10 for sure. Stombaugh into the lane, spins, puts up the shot just in front of the free throw line, no good, but there's Stone to grab the rebound, kicks it out. Right corner for Robbins for 3, no good. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul, though, on the rebound. As Horn came up with that one on the rebound. But they're going to say that he committed the foul on the box out, it looks like, down over on the left baseline. So the Vandals get the ball back. Robbins will get it in to Casey. Casey for Robbins. Now Robbins trying to get it in the lane to Bowers, and Bowers has to wrestle it away from, I believe that was Jones that he wrestled it away from. We're going to have a whistle and a foul. Or no, excuse me. Jump ball is called. This arrow is in favor of the Vandals, so they reset. Again, Robbins getting it in to Casey. Robbins, left baseline, gets it out left wing. And now Stombaugh with it between the circles, looking to drive in, and he'll put up the runner, no good, as he missed everything with that one. Bowers gets it, tips it out. Now we're on a scrum on the floor. Robbins and Bowers are tied up with Jones on the floor. And the official's going to come in and call the jump ball. Possession arrow is in favor of Meridian. 22 seconds exactly to go here in the second quarter, 30-23. The Vandals lead is 7. And Meridian with the ball. Jones gets it into Brown. Brown working to the left. Now top of the key. He's in between the free throw line and now backs it all the way up to between the circles. Poked away by Casey, and then Brown going to go for it. And then as he landed on his back, he slid with it. I think the Vandal crowd wanted a travel, but the Vandals do come up away with it as they take it away. Bowers able to get it up. Salmar drives in, and it's no good. The rebound goes to Meridian. And a really quick shot up by the Vandals. Three-quarter court is no good, and that is how we will end this first half. So the Vandals lead by five after the first quarter and then get up to an eight-point lead, trim down to five, and now lead by seven at the end of the first half, 30-23. So again, 30-23, seven-point lead for the Vandals here at halftime. We will go ahead and take a break and come back. We'll have your halftime scoring statistics for you more here as you're listening to the Vandalia High School Boys Basketball Action on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com, and on the Vandalia Radio app.
For a great time anytime, come to the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. The Copper Penny has a full pub-style menu, great drink selections, and daily specials. $2 domestics on Monday, $7.50 sandwich basket on Tuesday, Wednesday are $4 witness Wednesdays, Thursday two appetizers for $12, and Friday and Saturday are $14 fried fish platters. Also, call to book their back room for private party options, and they have DoorDash available. That's the Copper Penny, right across from the Vandalia State House in downtown Vandalia.
Are you a contractor? If so, listen up. Hi, my name is Chelsea Jolliffe from McKellar Robertson McCarty & Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Our partner, Pekin Insurance, is known for providing the best contractor coverage in the area. They've thought of everything from covering your facilities to protecting your tools and equipment while on the road, and even your employees. Ready to learn more? Call us at MRMC Insurance at 618-283-4200 and let us help build a Pekin Insurance portfolio that protects your business, your employees, and your livelihood.
Great news, Vandalia. Kinexus Fiber Internet is now live and installing your town with blazing fast speeds and ultra-reliable service. No more buffering, no more slow connections, just the internet you deserve. Streaming, gaming, working from home. Do it all with FiberFast Kinexus. To sign up or get more information, visit Kinexus.com. That's Kinexus.com or call 888-712-0177. That's 888-712-0177. Nothing connects us like Kinexus.
In uncertain times, it's not just about your portfolio performance. It's also about the risk you're taking on. Do you know if your portfolio investment still matches your goals and timeline toward your financial plan? Scott Kramer, a certified financial planner, is here to help you ask the right questions and find answers for you. Call Scott at FNB Financial Advisors in Vandalia to take a closer look at your financial path. Reach out today at 618-283-5211 to talk about risk and how you can manage it together. That's 618-283-5211.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
Looking for custom apparel and promotional products that make a lasting impression? Silkworm Inc. has been making first impressions last since 1981. For over 40 years, businesses, schools, and organizations have trusted Silkworm to deliver exactly what they need when they need it. Quality orders delivered on time with awesome customer service. That's the Silkworm promise. Whether you need t-shirts, caps, bags, or any promotional items, Silkworm has you covered. Call Silkworm today at 1-800-826-0577. That's 1-800-826-0577. Or visit us at silkworminc.com. Silkworm Inc., making first impressions last since 1981.
Hi, this is Chrissy Hipscher from Wilms & Associates. For all of your home, auto, business, and life insurance needs, please give me a call at 283-0120 or stop by our office at 411 West Gallatin Street in Vandalia. As an independent agency, we represent several highly rated insurance companies, and we work for you. That is one reason why we are the agency that sets the standard.
So 30-23, the Vandals with a 7-point lead at halftime here over the Macon Meridian Hawks. As I said, the Vandals with a 5-point lead at the end of the first quarter. They were able to pretty much stay at about 5. They didn't get past really a 5-point lead in that first quarter. And, you know, they scored the first bucket of the game, went up 2-0, and eventually got up to a 7-2 lead. And just kind of kept pulling away, and Meridian just hung right there with them. So they led by just 5, 16-11. At the end of that first quarter, and then they were able to push their lead out to 8 early in the second quarter. But again, Meridian coming back as Bryce Brown just got hot for them and made 4 3-pointers in the quarter, has had all of the all 12 points for Meridian, as the Vandals just trouble shutting him down. But the Vandals spreading the ball around, had 5 different Vandals get in the scoring column for the second quarter, and they were able to at least hold Meridian out at arm's length as they hold a 7-point lead here at halftime, 30-23. Taking a look at our scoring, first off, for the visitors, for Meridian, going to be very, very easy. Bryce Brown has 20 points, and just 3 other points scored in the game. They were from a 3-pointer by Drew Smithers. So that is it for the scoring for the Hawks. On the other side, for the Vandals, again, 5 players scoring in the game so far for the Vandals. They are led by Quentin Stombaugh. He has 9 points, 5 in the first quarter, 4 in the second quarter. Right behind him is Carter Robbins with 7 points. Split pretty evenly also. 3 points in the first quarter, 4 in the second quarter. And then Lucas Bowers and Andrew Casey, both with 6 points apiece. Same for them. 4 points in the first quarter, 2 in the second quarter. And then Tanner Stone with a bucket in the second quarter to take care of the Vandals scoring in the first half. So again, 30-23 lead. It is a 7-point advantage for the Vandals as we get ready to start the second half. Taking a quick look at some other Vandal sports going on for today. A lot of wrestling action going on today as the Vandalia Boys Varsity, Vandalia Boys JV, and the Vandalia Girls Wrestlers all in action today. Do not have a team score from Civic Memorial, but I know in the place matches there that Preston Walker did come away with a first place finish, Dylan Hinton with a second place finish, Caden Daugherty with a third place finish, Aiden Evans came in fourth, Dave Kleinick with a third-place finish, Eli Mavry a third-place finish, Ross Miller a third-place finish, and it looks like Dom Swire is a fourth-place finish, Brody Matthews a sixth-place finish. So several placing finishes for the Vandals varsity boys at the Civic Memorial Tournament. Again, don't have a team score for that one just yet, but those are the place matches. On the other side for the JV boys, they did come in third as a team. They are at the, I believe they call it not just Lawrence, but I think it was a Lawrence County tournament for the JV boys. So they came in third, just 1.5 between second place Robinson and Lawrenceville. The home team took the whole thing. So good days for the boys wrestlers. And then the Vandals, Lady Vandals, girls wrestlers, they were up all the way at Princeton today for the Princeton girls tournament. Of course, a story tournament on the boys' side. And now that girls tournament really gaining some recognition as well, as girls wrestling just keeps blowing up here across the state. So far, a good day for Vandal sports. Now the Vandalia boys looking to cap that off here as well, see if they can pull away from Macon Meridian in the second half, as, again, they hold a 7-point lead here at halftime, 30-23. We're going to go ahead and take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll be ready to get the second half underway for you here. As, again, you're listening to Vandalia boys basketball action on 107.1 FM WKRV and streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
See your local Kubota dealer, Bluff Equipment, on Route 40 in Bluff City.
DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center is your number one source for all things floors. They're dedicated to providing a wide variety of the best products. They have American-made, natural, and sustainable products, and they offer full installation with all preparation and finish work included for all carpets, floors, and countertops. You can visit them at 1830 West Fletcher in Vandalia, along Route 140 in Greenville, or you can also find them on Facebook. That's DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center. Top-notch food and great service. That's what you're going to get at Murray's Steakhouse in downtown Vandalia.
Murray's has great steaks, and they also offer seafood, burgers, and much more. Murray's is also available wherever you are. You can dine in at 112 North 6th Street in Vandalia. You can order on their website at murraysrestaurantllc.com or on DoorDash. And always remember to check out their Facebook page for special offers. So for a great steak or whatever you're craving, your best stop is Murray's Steakhouse in downtown Vandalia.
The Vandals with the ball to start this second half, and Carter Robbins with it on the left wing, looking to get it down to Andrew Casey, and a little bit off the mark with that pass, goes out of bounds, and the Vandals unfortunately going to start the second half with a turnover on their first possession. The Vandals will give the ball back to Meridian. That's Dean with it. He's going to get it over left side to Jones, and Jones looking to pass the ball away and get it to stop. On the screen, Jonas Henderson coming over looking to set that screen and hip check. Carter Robbins gets him off his feet, and so Reading going to give the ball right back to the Vandals on that foul. On Henderson, that is his third of the game. So the Vandals with the ball back. McCarty between the circles, right side Robbins. Between the circles, Stombaugh, now left side McCarty. And the Vandals just kind of working it across to the top of the key, left to right. And Andrew Casey with it, gets it down low. Now he tries to get a pass out. It's going to be taken away by Dean. Meridian with the ball, Brown with it on the left wing. He's going to pull it for three, and it's no good. Casey with the rebound. So the Vandals turnovers on their first two possessions, and now they head down the court for their third possession. Andrew Casey looking to drive in, and a lot of contact in the lane there. He is fouled as he went to try and finish that drive, and he will go to the line for two shots. First trip to the free throw line tonight for Casey. And as that foul was on Jonas Henderson, so the Hawks Henderson now with four fouls, and we're barely in just over a minute into this third quarter, so Henderson going to have to take a very extended seat on the bench, as he did in the first quarter, or excuse me, the first half. So Austin Merritt going to check back in to take the place of Henderson. First free throw by Casey was up and no good. He does get another, and this one is up and good. Casey will make one of two. That's going to extend the Vandals' lead to 8 points, 31-23. 6:52 to go. Now the Vandals with a takeaway. Outlet pass, long outlet pass up to Stombaugh. He's able to lay it up and good. Again, the Vandals working very well. Transition has been one thing that they're strong in. In the first half, we're continuing to see that as, again, they're seeing each other very well. They're getting the quick releases, making nice, crisp, long passes, and able to get those points off of transition. And now on the other end with the answer, Jones with it up and good for Meridian. That is the first bucket of the game for Jones. Makes it 33-25. The Vandals still lead by eight. Center circle with it, McCarty. Waits for the offense to set up. Gets it right wing for Bowers. Bowers lets the offense move. Gets top of the key to Casey. Casey, left side for Stombaugh. Finds the backdoor cutter. Bowers, who is going to lay it up and good. That's one area the Vandals have been so good on, as they've gotten Bowers so many times, cutting from either the left wing down to the basket or the right wing down to the basket, and he'll get a little bit deep underneath it. He's just so long and lengthy, he's able just to give it a nice little up-and-under reverse layup where the defender can't get to the ball. And so the Vandals, with Vandals Bowers with 8 points, and all eight, if not at least three, have been off of that same play, going from the right to the left and so forth. Now on the other end, here's a steal by Brown, and Brown going to take it all the way in, lays it up and good. He will be fouled on the play, and Bryce Brown going to go to the line to try and split the three-point play. A lot of things are seen from the Vandals offense that weren't working last night at Altamont, or working tonight here at home, as they were able to get their lead. It'll get trimmed down to six, and they get it back up to eight, and now it's back down to six again after that bucket by Brown. Now he's at the free throw line trying to put 3-point play, and he does. As that one's up and good, makes 35-30. Now here's Patty McDowell into the game for the Vandals. Puts up a three from the right corner, and no good. Rebound by Bowers, gets it out to Casey, and Casey just threw a line drive at the rim, going for a pass to someone, and it bounces off into the Meridian Hawks hands. And on the other end, Brown's going to come down with it. And he was fouled on the play. They're going to say by McCarty. So Brenton McCarty picks up his second foul, and Brown went crashing out of bounds into the score table on the other end. Knocked it out of place, and athletic director Jason Clay quick to get there and help Bryce Brown up. And now Hawks with the ball. Here's Brown with it. Gets it between the circles for Jones. Back to the left side to Brown. Brown looking to drive in. Pump fake. Puts up the shot over McDowell. Up and good. And that is 25 points in the game for the Hawks. Brown. The Vandals lead cut down to 3:35:32. As McDowell will get it right side for Robbins. Here's Robbins looking to drive in. Long two steps. Puts it up and no good. As he's in. Able to finish through the contact, but Robbins able to get himself to the line and get himself another two free throws after being fouled by Grady Scott. That is three fouls on the Hawks here in the third quarter. And Carter Robbins at the line for two free throws. First one up, and it is good. That is going to make it 36-32 with 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. Robbins with a chance to put the Vandals up again by five. And the lefty puts up his next free throw up and good. He gets 5 of 6 from the line tonight is Robbins. And puts the Vandals up again by 5, 37-32. We have 4:43 to go here in the third quarter. Now Merritt's going to lose it out of bounds. Turnover Hawks, and the Vandals will get the ball back. And it's going to go into McCarty. McCarty will bring it up the floor slowly. He'll walk it across the timeline now. Gets it quickly to the right side to Robbins. Robbins top of the key for Bowers. Bowers left side, McCarty. McCarty passed the ball. Now uses his dribble. Gets it top of the key to McDowell. McDowell looking to drive. Draws a double team and lost it momentarily and looks like Scott going to get that. Actually tipped in the hands of Carter. Now Carter trying to get it back to McDowell. It's going to have it stolen away by Brown, who will take it coast to coast. Lays it up and good. So the Vandals lead now cut down to 3. As Bryce Brown scoring yet again for Meridian, and the Vandals win a timeout to talk about. It's Coach Vanzo wants timeout. We'll go ahead and take a timeout as well here on WKRV.
Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer. For a new John Deere or for parts or service, stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
Vandals with a few too many turnovers in the first 4 minutes of this third quarter, and they've seen their lead trimmed down to 3 points. It's just 37-34 now with just under 4 minutes to play. Vandals do have the ball coming out of their timeout. McCarty with it. Top of the key gets to Casey, who's now between the circles. He goes right side for McCarty. McCarty guarded closely by Dean there. So trying to swipe away at the ball. And McCarty gets to McDowell. Tries to put a team runner in the lane. No good, but there's Bowers with the rebound. Puts it back up and good. 10 points in the game now for Bowers. Puts the Vandals back up by 5, 39-34, 3:30 to go third quarter. Jones with it. Gets to the free throw line. He'll put up a jumper up and good. That'll cut the Vandals lead back down to 3:39-36, 3:18 to go third quarter. Casey with it at the volleyball line. Works top of the key. Gets in the lane. Kicks it out. Left side for McCarty. Had a lot of space there. Didn't even think about a shot. Instead, gets passed off to Robinson. Now McDowell, who's going to hand back to McCarty. McCarty, top of the key, works against the team, trying to find the back door, cutting Bowers down low. The ball's tipped out. The man will come away with it. Casey will swing it to McCarty. McCarty now for McDowell. He's on the left wing. Goes around a screen from Casey. And then gives it to Casey. He will feed Bowers down low, left block. McDowell, top of the key now. Down between the right corner and right wing is Robbins. Robbins going to get a pass back to Bowers, tipped away, but Bowers able to grab it. And the Vandals working it around the perimeter. All the way back to the center circle is McCarty. Doing it right side to Robbins. Vandals working around now to the left to McCarty. Now they get top of the key to Robbins. Hands it off to McCarty. McCarty for McDowell. He's between the circles. Now finds Robbins. Back door cutting wide open for the pass and lays up and good does Robbins. The Vandals very patient there, just working around until they were able to pull that defensive meridian out. And Robbins able to cut to the basket. And on that backdoor cut, they were able to find Robbins who puts it up and good. And Meridian, now they're going to be the ones that want to talk about it as they will take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well here on WKRV.
Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia is a group of dental care professionals dedicated to providing the most comprehensive dental and braces care in the area. Dynamic Dental Group uses state-of-the-art technology and the newest treatment options available, and they offer treatment customized to each individual patient. Dr. Brad Dunn and his team provide the great care that you've come to expect from Dynamic Dental Group. That's Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. You can call them at 283-4900. That's 283-4900. Or visit them online at dynamicdentalil.com. That's Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia.
41-36, the lead, 5-4, the Vandals. Meridian with a shot up coming out of that timeout. It's no good. Vandals with the rebound. Then on the other end, Quentin Stomba with it. Turns around, tries to dish a pass back to Casey, but as he went to dish that off, got two Meridian Hawks coming together and got underneath him. He landed awkwardly. He's kind of grabbing down towards the right ankle, has the brace on the left ankle. Don have issues with an ankle during football season. And now again, the non-brace one as he's shaking up, kind of hobbled on it, but he's going to stay in the game. You can tell he's very hobbled as he goes to run. And the Vandals will get it in to McCarty. McCarty down to the block to Bowers. They're going to call Bowers for the charge as Bowers went to work his way to the basket. He just leaned back slightly, and the Meridian defender falling back under the weight of Bowers. And so Bowers is going to get called with the charging foul. And that is the first foul on Bowers there. That is the third team foul on the Vandals here in the quarter. So Meridian with the ball back. The Vandals lead again just 5 with a minute 48 to go here, third quarter. Jones with it on the left wing. Held above his head. Now he uses the dribble, gets in the lane, gets it back now to Miller. Miller, catch and shoot for three. Good. Carter Miller with his first 3 points of the game for Meridian. And now the Vandals see their lead cut down to 2. 41-39 with a minute and a half to go here, third quarter. McCarty, center circle, goes right side for Robbins. Robbins now looking drive, gets to free throw line, kicks it out left wing for Stomba. Stomba, top of the key, Robbins for three, drains it. Three-pointer for Carter Robbins, pushes the Vandalia lead back out to 5:44:39. We're at a minute 12 to go. Now Brown working through the congestion in the lane, shot up no good, gets his own rebound. He's going to fall out of bounds. He just flips it back. Stomba's right there. And Stomba going to look to take it coast to coast, goes to lay it up. And he is fouled on the play. Quentin Stomba now at the line. The Vandals lead is 5. The continuation of the bucket did go in. It was well after the whistle. As the foul was on the floor, that was his 5th on Meridian. So Stomba at the line for 2 free throws. He will make the first. And Meridian foul was called on Cam Dean. That is his 2nd substitution now. As Meridian had Drew Smithers check back into the game. 2nd free throw by Stomba up and good. So Quentin Stomba will make both free throws. Put the Vandals back up by 7:46:39. 56 seconds to go. Shot up and no good by Brown. Rebound no for Meridian. That was Miller able to get it to Brown. Brown working, gets him at the outside of the key, gets into the lane, floats one up, it's good. As the Vandals just cannot stop the Bryce Brown scoring tonight, but on the other end there is Stomba. He'll find Robbins again across the lane. Robbins puts it up and good. And the Vandals seeing each other very well here early in the season. Exactly what you want to see 4 games in. The Vandals lead 48-41, but now here is Jones working into the lane, puts it up off the glass, hits, and it's fouled. And the Vandals going to pick up their 4th team foul of the quarter. As Robbins, after that bucket on the other end, comes down and gets fouled on the defensive end. And puts Ted Jones at the free throw line. The bucket did count. And now Jones will complete the three-point play as that free throw up and good. And the Vandals again see their lead shrink, this time down to 4. 48-44, 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Vandals with the ball. McDowell gets it left side for Robbins. Robbins for Samba between the circles. Right wing now. Here's McDowell with it. Back between the circles, Robbins. 9 seconds. Samba, left wing, gets it into the lane to Bowers. Bowers uses a little baby hook around the rim on the left side. Puts it up and good. And the long heave by Meridian will hit the backboard and fall off to the side as the Vandals will end this third quarter with a six-point lead, 50-44. 50-44, six-point lead for the Vandals at the end of three quarters of play here. We will take a break, and when we come back, more basketball action for you here from Vandalia High School on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Winter weather is upon us. Don't wait until the coldest morning of the year to find out your heating system has gone out. Get it serviced now by Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. Hunter Appliance services all makes and models of heating systems. And if yours won't make it through another winter, they can get you set up with a new one. Just call 283-3224. That's 283-3224 for Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
Get a great meal 7 days a week at Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Mary Ann's has daily lunch specials. They also have their famous fried chicken on both Friday and Sunday. Mary Ann's is open 8 to 1 on Monday, 6 to 2 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 to 7 on Friday, 6 to 1 on Saturday, and 8 to 2 on Sunday. That's great food anytime, Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia.
50-44. The Vandals will start the fourth quarter with a six-point lead, but it will be the Meridian Hawks with the ball to start things off. Dean with it between the circles, goes down left corner for Smithers. Smithers now looking to drive, finds a little daylight in the lane and tried to hook one up, no good off the backboard. Rebound for the Vandals. Robbins with it, brings it up himself, gets it down right corner for McCarty. He dribbles out, gets in the hands of Casey. Casey works across the line, gets it to Samba top of the key. Samba going to back things up now. As he works back towards the half-court line, waits for the Vandals offense to set up, gets it right side for Robbins. Meridian going to stay in that man-to-man defense on the Vandals. And now, again, as we've seen so well, the Vandals seeing each other as Casey finds the back row cutting. Samba can't finish on it, but the Vandals get the rebound. They get it out to Robbins. Robbins gets the shooter's bounce on that three from the right wing as that one rattles inside the rim, pops out, and then drops back through. And now we're going to have a block out of bounds by Andrew Casey for the Vandals, as the Hawks going to reset on the baseline. 53-44, it is a nine-point lead for the Vandals with 7 minutes to go here in this ballgame. Smithers hands it off to Dean, works the top of the key, spins it away, gets it to Smithers on the right wing for three, short with that one on the air ball, gets it. And that's going to be Stombo who gets it tipped away from behind by Dean. So the Vandals just going to reset there on the baseline. Andrew Casey, Quentin Stombo, Brenton McCarty, Carter Robbins and Lucas Bowers, the five starters on the floor for the Vandals. Meridian going to substitute as Jonas Henderson will come back into the game with those four fouls after an extended stay on the bench. He is joined by Carter Miller, Bryce Brown, Cam Dean, and Ted Jones. The Vandals with the ball, right side, right wing. Lucas Bowers has it tipped and taken away by Henderson. Henderson, shovel pass to Dean. Dean one-on-one against Casey, tries to float one up, no good. Rebound by the Vandals. It's McCarty. McCarty will let everybody go by, brings it up and sell. Now finds Robbins open down in the left corner. Robbins, Stombaugh. Stombaugh at the left hash, gets the center circle now for McCarty. McCarty pointing as he will. A direct traffic, gets it left side now for Stombaugh. Stombaugh with it, works in the lane, drives in, puts it up over three. Meridian defenders, hits, and it's fouled. Nice little floater on from Stombaugh after all of that contact, just on that nice little running floater. And Stombaugh able to put the Vandals up by 11. And that foul is on Henderson, and that is going to be Henderson's fifth foul of the ballgame. So Merritt going to check back in for Meridian after Jonas Henderson will foul out with 6:12 to go in the ballgame. So here's Quentin Stoneball at the line as he will try to complete the three-point play. His free throw is up and rattles no good. In and out on that one. So it will stay just an 11-point lead for the Vandals, 55-44. Now Lucas Bowers, a deflection into the hands of Stoneball. Stoneball dishes it over to McCarty. McCarty to Robbins across the lane. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Jones. So the Vandals will reset on the baseline. Nice ball movement from the Vandals there. Jones able to recover for the Hawks and block it out of bounds. But the Vandals just going to reset and keep moving along with that 11-point lead. And now we are going to have another timeout. Timeout. It's going to be a full timeout. Looks like that was the Vandals calling that one. So we'll go ahead and take a timeout as well here on WKRV.
Roll on into Rock Bottom Tire, your hometown tire experts. Worn out tires? Don't risk your safety. At Rock Bottom Tire, they've got the top brands, fast installation, and prices that live up to their name. Also, Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized MileStar dealer. Remember, MileStar tires come with a road hazard warranty for the first 50% of tread-free that most tire brands don't offer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire is offering 10% off to all military and first responders. So stop by Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call 618-699-5535 today. Don't wait for a blowout. Drive safe, save big. That's Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia, or call them at 618-699-5535. It's your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash at Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Their coin-operated laundromat features 23 washers and 15 dryers to suit any size load. They also have a wash and fold service. You can check out more information on that at their website at spinandspray.com. They have their pet wash where you can keep your pets clean and not worry about the mess at home. And also their soft touch car wash and self-service bay. At your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash, Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Find them online, spinandspray.com.
And right out of the timeout, the Vandals with the ball get it to Andrew Casey, works in the lane, spins, and puts up the soft shot with the left hand and good. And the Vandals lead is now 13-57-44. And one and done on the other end as Meridian shot up and no good. Vandals with the rebound, and now ball tipped around as the Vandals trying to move it in transition, and Quentin Stoneball came down with it, but him and two Meridian Hawks were fighting for it, and Stoneball gained control of it, but when he came down partially out of bounds. So it will be turnover for the Vandals, and the Hawks will get the ball back. Again, the Vandals lead 57-44, 5:28 to go here in the ballgame. Three up, that's just a two for Bryce Brown. And so that's going to cut the Vandals' lead back down to 11. And then on the next play, we're going to have a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on the Hawks. That's going to be their second foul of the quarter, and that's going to be on Brown. That's his second of the game. The Vandals reset far sideline. Robbins will get it in center circle to Stoneball. Stoneball working against Miller, gets it left side to Casey. Holds it on his hip now, gets it back to Stoneball. Spins at the block, tries to get a pass across the lane to Bowers. It's going to be tipped. Now Bowers is going to have to fight with Merritt. And as the two are fighting for the ball, we're going to have a travel call. So they're going to call a travel on Bowers while him and Merritt were fighting for possession of the ball. So tough go there for the Vandals and tough luck. And Meridian will get the ball back with 5 minutes to go here in this one. 57-46, the Vandals lead by 11. Nothing you can do about that play. You just got to reset and play some defense for the Vandals. As Meridian will work around, they get it to Horn. Horn will put up a three from the left wing and hit. And so the Vandals lead now cut back down to single digits as they are up 57-49. So an 8-point lead. Here's Robbins for the answer with three and hit. Carter Robbins with the answer. If there's anything you can do, I can do. I can do better down here on the other end. The Vandals lead is now 60-49. They're back up by double digits. Now we are going to have a whistle and a foul. Now Brent McCarty will pick up his fourth foul of the game. That is the first team foul on the Vandals here in this fourth quarter. Meridian will get it to Brown. Brown a little shovel pass to Dean. Dean's shot is going to be blocked out of bounds by Lucas Bowers. So the Hawks are going to have to reset on this east baseline. Brady will get it in. His horn will work it to Jones, top of the key. Jones going to have it tipped away by Robbins. He's able to re-corral it. Is Jones after Robbins goes sliding away as he tried to run it down. Meridian works it around, left corner for Horn. Now top of the key, Jones. Jones just kind of tucks that ball and looks to drive into the lane and drives right into McDowell. And McDowell shaking up after being hit in the lower body on that one. And he's going to get called for the foul. Patty McDowell just picked up his fourth foul there. And Ted Jones goes to the line for two free throws. Not much that McDowell could do there. It was just a situation where he was trying to defend Jones and moving along with Jones and got the fourth foul call on the block. And that puts Jones at the line for two free throws. First one is up and good. Second one on the way, it is up and good as well. So Jones will make both free throws for the Hawks. Cut the Vandals lead down to single digits again as the Vandals lead is now 9 at 60-51. And after the two made free throws, Meridian wants a timeout now. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one as well here on WKRV.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother-of-pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
Are you looking to build a new home in 2025? If so, come check out Pine Ridge Homes in Vandalia. We're a local Southern Illinois builder with homes currently under construction in 7 different counties. We offer the newest designs and trends and customized plans to meet your personal tastes. We offer ground-up construction from our one-stop shop showrooms, handling all aspects of your construction through our project management team. For the most home, highest quality, and best value in Southern Illinois, come see Pine Ridge Homes for your new home build. You can also find us on Facebook.
The Vandals will have the ball out of the timeout. Again, they lead by 9, 60-51 with 4:07 to go here in this ballgame. Long inbound pass from Casey to Stombo, who will drive in. His shot up and no good, but he is fouled. And it's going to be before the shot, and so the Vandals will reset on the baseline. And Carter Miller just picked up his third foul for the Hawks. That's their third here in the quarter. So the Vandals will have it. On the baseline, they will get it in, working around. Robbins top of the key, gets it right side for Casey. Casey dribbles to the top of the key, hands it off to Robbins. Robbins working to the right. And he's guarded closely by Dean. Checked it away once. Did Dean. And Robbins corralled it. And then Dean going back in and gets called for the reach foul. That'll be 3 on him. That's 4 on the Hawks here in the fourth quarter. So the Vandals will reset on the far sideline. Patty McDowell will go out. As Britton McCarty will check back in for the Vandals. Just under 4 minutes to play here in this game. The Vandals get in Casey right corner. Casey's going to find Bowers in the lane. Has a lot of room as the defender left him behind. And Bowers able to just lay it up nice and easy and give the Vandals an 11-point lead again, 62-51, 3:36 to go here in the fourth quarter. Dean gets it in the hands of Brown towards the top of the key. Now back to Dean, works it over left wing. Here's Horn, 4-3, up and good. 2 threes in the quarter by Colton Horn for Meridian. As, again, they've closed the Vandals lead down to single digits, 62-54. And now we're going to have a hand check foul on Dean as Meridian bench and Faithful upset with that one. And Dean guarding McCarty closely and was seeing him really guarding the hips of the Vandals player, staying right on him and tries to swipe that ball away. It's going to be a reach-in foul. That is 5 fouls in the quarter on the Hawks. That's putting McCarty at the line for 2 free throws, and McCarty will put the first one up and good. First free throw is up and good. That makes it 63-54. Second one up and good as well. So McCarty will make both. Makes it a 10-point lead again for the Vandals. 64-54, 3:12 remaining here in this ballgame. So 10-point lead for the Vandals. Jones with it, gets into the lane. Now kicks it back out to Horn. Horn jab step and then just decides to take the three from there. And that is the third three-pointer made by Horn in this quarter for Meridian as he hits just to the left of the top of the key, makes it 64-57. The Vandal lead back down 2-7. 2:52 remaining. Vandal's working it down, and it's tipped away by Meridian. Robbins tries to corral it, but was trying to get it back in as he was drifting out of bounds, trying to corral that one, and unfortunately tipped it off of his own shin. So the Vandals turn the ball over to Meridian. And now McDowell going to check back into the game for the Vandals. He will replace Lucas Bowers and give him a breather here with 2:49 to go in the game. Meridian with it. They get it into Brown. Brown just looking to go. You could tell as soon as he got it, he was looking to drive, and the Vandals unfortunately let him all the way into the rim. And Brown, able to finish, makes it 64-59. The Vandals lead cut down to 6. Now make it 8 as Carter Robbins on the other end goes right to the rim himself, puts it up and in. 66-59. The Vandals lead to 7 again. Shot up and no good by Brown. The Vandals with the rebound. Casey pushes up to McDowell. McDowell going to find Stallmark down low, puts it up and good. Nice, crisp passes. I'll tell you what, some of these passes, you don't think they should make them through the holes that they do, but the Vandals, nice, tight, crisp pass, is able to make them. And their lead gets back up to 8 points. Now it's dropped down to 6 again. Has another shot up and good by Brown. He's got 35 in the game. Bryce Brown, again, another bucket for Meridian. His Vandals just have not had an answer for him, able to stop him tonight as he's up to 35. 68-62. Again, the lead is 6 for the Vandals. We are under 2 minutes to play here in this one. Now Meridian's going to be the one to cough it up. Britt McCarty comes away with it, pushes it up to Robbins. Robbins puts it up over Jones. No good, though. Can't finish. Rebound for Meridian. Dean comes away with it, gets in the hands of Brown. Brown driving all the way, goes a spin away from McCarty, and McCarty going to be called for the blocking foul. And Britt McCarty is going to foul out of this ballgame. That is his fifth. 3 team fouls for the Vandals here in the fourth quarter. And McCarty just slightly moving his feet ever so to the right, trying to cut Brown off, and fortunately gets called for his fourth foul. Meridian will get it into Jones in the lane, puts up shot, no good on the short jumper, rebound for the Vandals. Casey comes away with that. Again, the Vandals' lead is just 6 points, 68-62 with a minute and a half to go. Right wing, Casey gets it between the circles from McDowell. McDowell crosses the volleyball line to Robbins. Robbins will find Bowers at the free throw line. A lot of reaching there. Bowers gets it out to Robbins. Robbins left wing. Here's Stombo with it. And Bowers had his man Brown sealed off. And Bowers going to collect that pass, and he's going to be fouled by Brown. 16 fouls on Meridian here in the quarter, so that's going to put Bowers at the free throw line for the Vandals. That is the I thought that they got, I mean, the pass was going into Bowers, and Brown was the man that was on him. But they actually went ahead and gave that foul to Colton Horn. So that is Horn's second foul of the game. First free throw by Bowers is up and no good. He does get another, though. Next free throw on the way, it is no good. A little hard off the back iron. Then the Vandals with the rebound, though. Casey with it. Gets it out. Left wing, Stallmark. Stallmark going to back things up. Gets a little room now. Looks to drive. Finger roll up and in. 6 points in the quarter for Quentin Stallmark. Puts the Vandals up again by 8, 70-62. Here's Bryce Brown for a quick three on the right wing, up and no good, though. And Meridian wants a touch on that at the referee. Don't see a Vandalia touch there on the out-of-bounds ball, so the Vandals will have the ball back with exactly 1 minute remaining here in this game. 70-62, lead 8 for the Vandals. Full court press is on by the Hawks. Casey gets it in, up and over the defender to Robbins. Robbins going to pull up right wing. Gets it off to Stombaugh. Stombaugh works across the volleyball line. Now top of the keys in between circles. Right side for Casey. And now Ted Jones will come up and he'll commit the foul on Casey to stop the clock. So Andrew Casey will go to the line for 2 free throws. As Meridian with 17 fouls here in the quarter. That is the second foul on Jones in the game. First free throw from Andrew Casey up and no good. First three quarters, Vandals did a great job at the free throw line. As they went 10 of 12, but They are 0-5. Make that 1-6 at the free throw line here in this fourth quarter. Hazy will make the second one, though. Makes it 71-62. The Vandals lead by 9. 45 seconds to go. Jones up for three. No good. Off the back iron. No rebound for Meridian. Dean gets it, hands it off to Brown. He's in the right corner. Brown looking to drive. Gets around Casey, flips it out to Horn. Horn for three. Up and no good. No shooter's bounce on that one. Went up off the rim, dropped down, and Casey going to corral the rebound for the Vandals, and then he's going to be fouled by Brown. That's going to be three fouls on Meridian's Brown, and Ames and Casey going to go to the other end for two more free throws. Clock stopped with 29.9 seconds to go here in the game. First free throw up and no good. Casey will miss the front end. Vandals leading by 9, 71-62. 29.9 seconds to go, and before Casey will shoot that second free throw, Coach Allen wants to go ahead and use a timeout, and it's going to be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one as well here on WKRV.
Call Brickyard Builders LLC for your next construction job. Brickyard Builders LLC can take care of all new construction and post-frame construction. And Brickyard Builders also is the call to make for any additions, decks, and exterior remodels. Call Landon Fiesel at Brickyard Builders at 618-367-3894. 618-367-3894. That's 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders LLC.
Hi, this is Lacey Glenn with Durbin's Overhead Door. If you are looking for a quality business and Vandalia's only local garage door company, look no further than us. At Durbin's Overhead Door, we offer many services, including new installation of garage doors for both residential and commercial. We also do repairs, spring replacements, and opener service. We are open Monday through Friday with Saturday emergency service available. At Durbin's Overhead Door, we offer the best products, including Amar, Delden, Haas, and TrackRite doors, and we are a LiftMaster dealer. You can give us a call at 618-283-4863. That's 618-283-4863. You can also visit our website at durbinsoverheaddoor.com. For all your garage door needs, choose Durbin's Overhead Door.
Coming out of the timeout, Andrew Casey will hit his second free throw and makes it 72-62. And then on the other end, Cam Dean with his first bucket for the Hawks as Meridian quickly moving the ball down the floor. The Vandals looking not to foul. He gives up the bucket, and that makes it 72-64, the lead for the Vandals at 8 again. And then Carter Robbins is going to be fouled by Cam Dean on the other end, and goes back to the line for two free throws. Robin's first free throw is up, and it is good. 6 of 7 from the line tonight, so one of the males has been very good. The charity stripe, next one up, and good as well. So Robin, 7 of 8 from the free throw line tonight. Makes it 74-64, the lead 10 for the Vandals again. Meridian shot up and no good. Quentin Stombaugh going to come down with the rebound, but then he will lose his footing, falls to the ground, and a travel is going to be called. The Vandals will cough the ball up, but there is just 5.1 seconds still on the clock as Meridian will get the ball back. The Vandals, 5 seconds away from picking up the win in the home opener as Meridian will get it into Bryce Brown, puts up a three, no good. Casey with the rebound, and that is how we will end this ballgame. The 74-64, the Vandals win their home opener over the Meridian Hawks here in this one. We will take a break, and when we come back, we will wrap this one up for you here on 107.1 FM, WKRV.
DC Concrete and Construction is a call to make for your next job.